Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Give a plug to your business.
Yeah, shout out to your business. Give us all the details.
It's all good. It's just Highlight Electric. We're busy. We're good. I just want to help out the show, and I love the show, and I just want to keep it going. So I do as much as I can. Stocker, $1,000 up front, $2,000 if you make it.
GregStockerSucks.com. It's all there. Thanks. Thanks, Peter. I will do it. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
You too, buddy.
Look at that. Greg is just, he's blushing now. This could be my last show as well, folks. I might be out of here after today.
I don't think I've ever seen Greg blush. You're a little flushed.
No, I'm just a little like. Peter's a good guy. I mean, amazing. Like, you should, you know, free advertising, you should use his, because he's,
in Delco.
Highlight Electric, he supports all of our causes. And, you know, we are, in all seriousness, we're out here trying to raise as much money as we possibly can for this wonderful foundation.
All right. So, Looking forward to that. Greg, call me into the conference room around 10:05 if you'd like. And
GregStockerSucks.com. Please donate right now. $1,500 we're at right now. We need a lot more. So keep those donations coming.
There you go. All right, let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:06, the great Dawn Stensland.
Good morning, Kale and Company News Live this Tuesday morning. It's bright and sunny already this morning, and, 50 degrees, chilly for now, but enjoy today's nice, not a cloud in the sky weather, because there's a big, big change that is on the way. By the way, polls opening in less than an hour. They open right at 7 o'clock this morning on this primary day. Philadelphia police say they're investigating these vehicle thefts. This is in Philadelphia's East Mount Airy neighborhood, and they put out these Ring videos that they are revealing all of these suspects showing up in packs of thieves and stealing families' cars. And they come about 4:30-ish in the morning. That's when they start. Philadelphia detectives, releasing some of the Ring video or the Ring doorbell-type videos. They show four vehicles stopping on Sprague Street. Group of people jump out, run to check the car door handles. Lock your doors, everybody, no matter where you are. I mean, East Mount Airy is a not very nice neighborhood. It doesn't matter because they're driving around checking the doors. So residents, city crews, they've been trying to enhance the street lights, make them brighter, but they would like to see more safety measures in place. But this entire neighborhood, very upset about this. And the video is pretty unbelievable. So we'll...
like a pack of wolves.
I know. Exactly. Like a pack of wolves.
Yeah. Just
dump them out there. And so on this primary election day, our news is sponsored by First Bank this morning. New Jersey Transit train service in full resuming this morning, Tuesday, May the 20th. So rail ticket sales resumed last night on all platforms. And New Jersey Transit, I should say, putting out word that some of those might take slightly longer to begin selling tickets, those TVMs. So go to njtransit.com. You can check out all the latest on that one, but at least NJ Transit. And I think as well, because it is a primary election day, a lot of the schools across at least Pennsylvania are closed because oftentimes they're polling places. So maybe it helps them, what do they say, transition back into full service.
Yeah, my daughters came up to me last night. They had all this plotted and coordinated, like the Democrats in the media. And they were like, hey, can we do a sleepover? There's no school tomorrow. I said, absolutely not. Daddy has to get up at 4:15. And then Olivia goes, no, it's at our friend's house. I was like, absolutely yes.
I love it. Yeah, they're like, bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye.
Get some peace.
Get out of here.
So as I say, it is a primary election day for Pennsylvania. Polls opening in less than an hour, 7 o'clock this morning, and the polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. So just a reminder, if you're voting by mail or absentee ballot, you have to have those in by the time polls close. In other words, by 8 o'clock tonight. In Philadelphia, obviously the big race that we're all watching is on the Democrat side for district attorney. This is incumbent Larry Krasner. And he he's been given a run for his money, if you will, against Judge Patrick Dugan. No Republicans running here. So we'll be following this election day. And I think there are some judgeships on the Republican side. Get out and vote. Mm-hmm. Who was it that said 4 for 4? Was it? Trying to remember who called in and said, maybe it was Linda, be a 4 for 4. In other words, you know, Don't just vote in the big elections. Yep. These are very important.
Right. You think Dugan can pull off the upset?
It's a challenge.
Don's being polite. Yes, it's
a
challenge.
All these. Hey, if Dugan will be law and order on day one. I'm like, yeah, but can he get to day one? That's the challenge.
He's very popular, but you know, I think the bigger issue is on these primary days, you have low voter turnout.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. Anybody listening right now, like, don't wait. Get out there and vote.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Get out and vote, people.
Right. So basically, we're going to determine tonight, like, we'll know if Larry Krasner has another term.
Most likely.
Yeah, because there's obviously there's no Republican that's going to run against him. Yeah.
Tonight pretty much decides it.
Yep.
Speaking of that, opening statements wrapped up yesterday. And the first witness, this is in the trial of a former Philadelphia police officer, Mark Dial. So it began yesterday, and this is in the tragic traffic stop death of Eddie Irizarry back in August of 2023. So those opening statements, like I say, they wrapped up last night, and they, after picking the jury pretty quickly, the jury includes 11 women, 3 men. And so the prosecution in this case, headed by DA Larry Krasner, accusing Officer Dial. Remember that he charged him first-degree murder charges first. A judge threw that one out, so then brought him back on third-degree murder charges, saying that Officer Dial did not have a respect for life or a disregard for life, shooting Irizarry multiple times through the driver's side window during that traffic stop. There's a lot of video on this one. As far as the defense says, first and foremost, this individual, with lights flashing, clearly, you know, marked police car, uniformed officers, refused to stop, was going the wrong way down a one-way, and then his partner, and that's one of the things that the jury will hear, says he's got a gun. So the defense saying he believed that this person was armed and dangerous and refusing, you know, to comply with police. That's the defense side of this. But they're both men, both Officer Dial, as well as the gentleman who was shot and killed, Eddie Irizarry, both 27 years old at the time of this.
Mm-hmm.
So a tragic story in Philadelphia, but that's a headline. Man, an unbelievable situation in somebody's yard in Montgomery County.
No, it was not me.
is that your new lawn?
Yeah,
decoration?
Nick not cleaning up again after his dog?
You know?
I was landing the Odyssey chopper in my backyard last night in my palatial estate.
Look at that.
Crazy.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
This is White Marsh Township, isn't it? What is going on in White Marsh Township? Well, we've had more news and
Fourth
stories.
Of July
right?
parade.
Yes.
Dudes in women's sports.
Yes.
And now helicopter crashes in a nice little beautiful. By the way, no doubt about it. That's a lawn courtesy that was taken care of by
Natural Lawn of America.
Yeah, thank you, Dawn.
Very lush.
That's a natural lawn yard right there.
Wow. So this is a medical chopper, one of those blue and white medical choppers, making that emergency landing. People couldn't believe it. I guess the chopper was headed from Wings, that little airport, that private airport right
yeah.
there. But landed in somebody's, literally their front yard of their home, Montgomery County, about 7:45 last night. PennStar Medical Chopper did a great job. People could not believe it because the chopper was being operated, they say, by Metro Aviation. People on board are being treated, but, you know, relatively minor injuries compared to what this could have been. People mm-hmm. calling it a real miracle.
Yeah.
FAA on scene, still investigating, so we don't have...
Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Look at
this, this video is courtesy of Steve Keeley from Fox 29, by the way.
Thank
look
you,
at that.
Steve Keeley.
Wow. So now there were...
Well, they got it upright, right?
Yeah.
That's... How does one get it upright like that?
Well, sometimes it just naturally gets upright, and other times you need a pill.
So in this one, they say that this blue and white chopper is expected to stay on the home's front lawn until the feds' investigation is complete.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
So
property values are like...
Right?
Yeah.
How many cars are going to drive through that neighborhood?
Oh, man.
Now?
Everybody's
you know
going to... Yeah.
I'd move.
You'd
at
move.
At least for a couple months.
Oh, my gosh.
So they don't know if there was some sort of mechanical failure or...
It would appear... Nick, that's...
Okay.
You know, it would appear that... By the way, they're saying... if you live around this region and you find any, I don't know, like pieces of metal or part pieces from this chopper, please don't touch it. They said, don't touch it. Call, you can call 911, call the authorities. They will come because it's part of their investigation.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ipso facto on the YouTube chat says that neighborhood is literally right on the other side of the hill from me. I didn't even know it happened.
Yeah.
Well, go out there and look at your neighbors and look at the
It's
insane.
The new lawn decoration they have.
What a stretch for White Marsh lately.
And everybody survived. Everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. There was one person who I heard a report had a minor shoulder injury.
Yeah.
But other than that, and they were just saying, wow, this is a miracle that everybody just walked away from this thing. Speaking of walking away, 19-year-old Joseph Kling in a New Jersey courtroom, he's the teenager being held responsible and accused of starting that massive wildfire that we talked about.
In Jersey.
Yeah, in Jersey. Tore through more than 15,000 acres. And like I said, it was a New Jersey courtroom where he was appearing in because it happened in South Jersey, but destroyed a business, forced evacuations of thousands of people last month. He actually spoke out. NBC 10 was there. I think Steve Keeley, my former Fox 29 colleague, was there too. But they were asking Joseph Kling, the 19-year-old, questions. He answered. He did Q&A.
Mm.
And just said, he said, I didn't start this thing. That when he got there, it was already lit. And he says that he did try to put it out before he left, but there were up to 20 people still there.
Mm, okay.
Wow.
So he says, I didn't start this thing. And when I left, I did try to put it out, told the other, you know, people who were still there, you know, you got to put this out. But, and he left because one of his friends, I don't know, had a dirt bike accident or something.
Yeah. Interesting.
So when I got home, I said to my sons, see? When you're the, tallest, biggest guy there, or maybe you're 18, 19, there are other 17-year-olds, guess who they're going to charge and hold accountable?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point.
Blame it on the Stensland Sasquatch boys.
Oh, no. They're like, Mom, we're not dumbasses, all right? We're not going to start a fire. We're not going to go to a fire. You know, it's coming up on summertime. You know what I mean? It's Jersey Shore, whatever.
There we go.
But he's 19. He faces, if convicted, the next 10 years, he could go to jail for 10 years.
Man.
This is they're not playing around.
No. Nor should they.
So we got that going on. Mm. And we have to talk about President Trump as he talked about the big, beautiful phone call with Vladimir Putin.
Was it a perfect phone call?
I'm sure it was. Oh, yes. And perhaps the Pope? Will the Pope be a mediator? This is another angle that Trump is claiming. So,
by the way, is anybody on Pope Watch? Because
Pope Watch.
J.D. Vance, I saw, met the new Pope.
I guess
there's going to be a time clock on how long this Pope's going to survive since he was basically the death knell in the last Pope.
Yeah. I wonder how that conversation went. I mean, there's a lot of rumors out there that the Pope's not a huge J.D. Vance fan.
Well, really?
Yeah. If you look at his social media, he's not.
I mean, when J.D. Vance gave him the letter from Trump, and they seemed very cordial.
Yeah.
I guess social media doesn't really matter because J.D. Vance wasn't a huge Trump fan either. So
back in the day,
I still don't understand how anybody could not like J.D. Vance. I mean, I understand if you're political lefty, you don't like the right or whatever, but. I don't know, J.D. Vance, he's a very disarming,
charming.
Yeah, he just seems like, a normal dude.
Yeah.
I disagree with you.
Yeah?
Not me personally, but I can 100% see how people don't.
You think there's a smugness?
I think his approval rating is terrible.
Well, it is. It is.
Well, that should tell you something, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
There's only one approval rating that matters.
Well,
to J.D. Vance, and that's Trump.
Correct.
Well,
correct.
Not in 2028, it doesn't. It's going to matter.
Yeah, that's true.
The American people's approval of him is going to matter tremendously.
What do you think it is about Vance that rubs people the wrong way? Is it the smirk?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've always wondered that. I mean, because he comes off to me very...
I think there's a lot of people that try and be Trump, and I think when they do, it's not always a good look.
I don't think he's trying to be Trump.
Yeah, no, I don't think he tries to be Trump. I think there's more... I think that's maybe what hurt DeSantis. Well, there's a lot of things that hurt DeSantis. His height, his personality, his mustard, the whole bit. But, you can't be the bombastic... And maybe DeSantis is really just a bombastic guy, but That only plays to a certain crowd, and I think there's a little of that, like, impressionist mentality that he has, that he's trying to be like Trump. I never got the sense that Vance to me is just very methodical and calculated. I don't know, maybe people think he's boring. I'm not really sure. We have a couple of years to figure that out.
Yeah, well, in this one, you know, Trump is saying on True Social, suggesting that after the good phone call with Putin, maybe at the Vatican, he suggested that some peace talks could be hosted at the Vatican by the new Pope, Pope Leo.
I get the sense, though, that Putin is not really interested in slowing down. I think they just ramped up their largest attack to date.
Yeah, you don't think? I mean, like, it was a day ago or 2 days ago that they were bombing the hell out of Ukraine.
I saw the numbers.
But sure, peace is on the way.
But here's the thing. My prediction is that we will have a ceasefire by the end of spring, so we have about exactly one calendar month left. The numbers, did you guys see this? 5,000 deaths a day?
Well, that was what Trump keeps saying that.
5,000?
Not a day, a week. Is that what you said?
I think it's a week. Okay.
5,000 a week.
I'm going to say, how many Ukrainian soldiers do they have?
Yeah. My God. I mean, that's just it.
This is not China's military, for God. It's Ukraine.
And I think isn't that both sides, though? I think it's over a million casualties, but I think 5,000 lives a week, casualties a week. I think that's both Russia and Ukraine.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay.
I'll look at it. I will look at it as your news person. We are sponsored by First Bank, ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. Count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. Learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. First Bank, and enjoy your sunshine today. The big change up in the forecast and in the skies, I guess that's coming tomorrow, Nick.
Fast approaching dawn. 50 degrees right now in Philly. It's going to go up to 69 today. Clear skies, a beautiful day. And then Wednesday and Thursday look like complete washouts. Temperatures in the low to mid 50s. 90% chance of rain, and then we'll get better again as we head into Memorial Day weekend. It's all brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. Kale and Company News Live. All right, Big Take is on the way, and then we've got a lot of other good stories to get to, including a absolutely loaded Tuesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet. Kale and Company, we're back after this.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Doctors of deceit, you know, money, greed, power, and control. Those four things can make you resort to dire straits, desperate measures. And herein lies the biggest political cover-up, perhaps of all time. The health, both mentally and physically, of Joe Biden. The details and expert analysis continued to pour in yesterday after Kale and Company about Joe Biden's cancer diagnosis, and it's looking more and more evident that his entire presidency was compromised. Forget shadow campaigns. He was a puppet president, not even a figurehead, but merely a pulse. For over 5 years now, we, the people, have been the victims caught in a web of disguise, a deeply coordinated effort to avoid detection. America had a corpse for president. No other way to describe it or characterize it. Medically, everything was a lie, or the experts, they were flat out wrong. From COVID to Joe's cognition to Joe's cancer. Let's go in chronological order, shall we? Remember when Dr. Fauci said this? Listen and watch.
If you get vaccinated, you are protected, even with the Delta variant. If you're vaccinated, you don't have a risk, and that's the reason why we say it's as simple as black and white. You're vaccinated, you're safe, you're unvaccinated, you're at risk. Simple as that.
That little possum perjured himself, in my opinion, half a dozen times. The man who dedicated his life to science proved to be a shyster in the Super Bowl of his career. And of course, the Democrat propaganda arm of the party, MSNBC, they were complicit and they marched along. Here was Rachel Maddow. Remember this? Listen and watch.
The virus being able to hop from person to person to person, potentially mutating and becoming more virulent and drug resistant along the way. Now we know that the vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. A vaccinated person gets exposed to the virus. The virus does not infect them, the virus cannot then use that person to go anywhere else. It cannot use a vaccinated person as a host to go get more people.
It stops dead on arrival. Do not enter. Do not come again. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Ladies and gents, bought and paid for shills. Crisis actors paid by pharma to read a script and then disparage you. Speaking of doctors, a headline that's gone completely under the radar. Pfizer, quote, may have intentionally delayed COVID vaccine results until after 2020 presidential election. That according to the Wall Street Journal, who reports that lawmakers are investigating Pfizer for allegedly having doctors and scientists, quote, deliberately slow down testing per a report released by the House Judiciary Committee. But let's stay on the theme of doctors of deceit. Let's go to Dr. Jill Biden. I want to zero in on the portion of the interview on The View last week where we played a larger chunk on last week's Kale and Company show. But I want to isolate just these 40 seconds. Listen and watch this.
Alyssa, you know, one of the things I think is that the people who wrote those books were not in the White House with us. And they didn't see how hard Joe worked every single day. I mean, he'd get up, he'd put in a full day, and then at night I'd be in bed, you know, reading my book, and he was still on the phone reading his briefings, working with staff. I mean, it was nonstop. It's the White House, being president is not like a job. It's a lifestyle. It's a life that you live. You live it 24 hours a day.
I'm sure Jill will read Jake Tapper's book about Joe Biden, which comes out today, perhaps late at night in bed while Joe's going over whatever Joe goes over at 9:30 at night. And Jill says, quote, it's a lifestyle. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's a life that you live. Those are her words. You know what, Jill? Dr. Jill? It's a lifestyle you didn't want to leave behind. It's a lifestyle that you loved. It's a lifestyle that afforded you way more than a doctorate's degree in education can ever provide anybody. And you know I'm right. Now we circle forward to the cover-up with cancer. Morning Joe, MSNBC, had two prominent physicians on television yesterday. First up, Dr. Zeke Emanuel. Here is his qualified explanation. Listen and watch this.
Zeke, you're an oncologist, obviously, incredibly respected. You believe that it is likely, just for those just tuning in, you believe it is likely if this prostate cancer has spread to the bone that he could have had it for up to a decade, but certainly it's likely. Would it be fair to say it's likely to have had this for at least several years?
Oh, more than several years. You don't get prostate cancer.
I just want to stop you. So this is not speculation. If you have prostate cancer that is spread to the bone, then he's most certainly, you are saying, had it when he was president of the United States.
Oh, yeah. He did not develop it in the last 100, 200 days. He had it while he was president. He probably had it at the start of his presidency in 2021. I don't think there's any disagreement about that.
Based on all the literature that I read yesterday, he probably had it since between 2018 and 2020. There's a great chance they knew about this for 5 to 7 years. Here's another doctor not interested in deceit, and he brings up how Biden did something different compared to Bush, Obama, and Trump. This is quite telling. Listen and watch.
It is interesting to note that President Trump's, President Obama's, and President Bush II, in their most recent physicals, in their terms of office, obviously 2025 for President Trump, did comment on their PSA levels. And so they got screened while in office, and they commented on it. It's not easy to access the most recent ones from President Biden. You can read summary articles. I couldn't access it on the archive site in the White House just before it came on. But according to those that were able to, there is not a report of a PSA test on the most recent physical that was read out for President Biden's last year in office. And so it's to say what was done, what was not done, you and I would be speculating, but the other three most recent occupants of the White House had it drawn and it was reported out.
Jill Biden, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, White House doctors, White House nurses, Walter Reed, medical bigwigs, they all knew about it. It was a cover-up, cognitively and carcinogenically. I'm convinced without a shadow of a doubt, this could never get out. Deflect and deny, get accused, go on the offensive, every excuse under the sun, stutters, colds, travel, you name it. Because installing an agenda and keeping Trump out was paramount. Even if it meant destroying the credibility of the medical community, the media, big pharma, anything, and I mean anything, to remain on top. American institutions and the American people and the American presidency be damned. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, if you want to jump in, 855-839-1210 on X at 1210 WPHT in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you are there. Got some other interesting evidence to share in just a moment. But Dawn, don't you find it interesting that Bush 43, Obama for two terms, actually Bush 43 for two terms, so that's 8 years, Obama for 8 years, and Trump for 4, 8, 16, 20 years worth of presidencies, PSA testing made available on a website. But just, I guess it's just a coinkydink, right? It's just a coincidence that for some reason Joe Biden's PSA testing was not available. Seems to me like they were trying to hide that.
Well, either, okay, so either you believe this was medical malpractice, that they weren't doing it, or you believe everything that Nikhil just said.
If it's medical malpractice, right? There's a lot of supposedly good doctors that got everything wrong.
What about the fact that they stopped testing for prostate after 70? So,
yeah.
Joe Biden would have been the only president in his mid to late 70s as you know, so theoretically he wouldn't have been tested, right?
Well, 8 years ago, how old was Trump? Trump would have been, what, 71? 70?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he still took the test at 70.
I'm just doing the math. All I'm saying is
Obama definitely younger.
All I'm saying is that George W. Bush, Obama were all significantly younger than Joe Biden was.
Correct.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying that I've seen a lot of urologists saying, and Scott Adams, the Dilbert guy, who said yesterday that he has the same form of cancer that Joe Biden has. And he said it's quite possible that he didn't know.
Yep. Well, let's also move past like Jill, because I've banged on Jill enough. The Democrats, everybody that's propped him up. What about Joe himself? Right. Let's talk about the person that actually is living with cancer. I mean, you're Joe Biden. You don't know that something's wrong. I mean, you've reached stage four. You've reached group scale five. I believe it's what it's called. Highly aggressive. Blah, blah, blah. We went through the chart yesterday. You don't know that something's physically wrong. You don't feel off. Something is not adding up here. Did Joe just completely bury it himself for his own ego and his own? Remember, Joe's the guy who says, if they would have let me run, I would have beat Trump again, right? So, I don't know. I mean, who is suppressing information here? And why is this even permissible in the United States of America, where you're the commander in chief? I mean, how many people? And this is, it's not even just about Joe. Remember when Lloyd Austin went off the grid for days with his health scare? How many people high up in this administration were MIA, unaccounted for, and just in the background? And who was doing all the real presidential work? Who was signing with the auto pen, right? Do we really believe that Joe Biden was flipping through documents and signing things and making executive decisions? I'm not sure that Joe could pick out whether he wants a waffle cone or his ice cream in a dish. I mean that with all due respect. This is a guy that was eroding before our very eyes.
Yeah.
This is the biggest political cover-up in my lifetime of 41 years. I've never seen anything like it. And we got some more information, but somebody wanted to jump in?
Well, the only thing to Greg's point, and Greg's, you've been saying this all day yesterday and today. The only point is there are some people saying, to Greg's point, that when you get well past, you know, Biden's 82, that a lot of people in Biden's age range just have a lot of false positives. And so is it possible that they actually just thought, well, why do the PSA test? Because then we're going to cause, you know, we're going to cause everybody a hoopla. And it's one of those false, you know, false positives that older people get. Is that possible?
Look, do doctors and medical tests, whiff? Yes. Doctors are not absolute. You could take a COVID test right now. It might say you're positive and you don't have COVID at all. You know, testing is not absolute. But think about the amount of physicians. It's not like it's you and I going to our general practitioner or then seeking a second opinion for something else and they get it wrong. This guy has 15 doctors, 9 nurses, and he's able to get to Walter Reed at the snap of a finger. You're telling me everybody collectively got it wrong or missed it or didn't diagnose it correctly? I mean, it's one thing for one or two doctors to make a mistake. 24 of the best?
Well,
that's
now,
a tough sell.
I mean, you know, as I look more of this up, people are calling out his main physician, Dr. O'Connor.
I've got a letter here. Yep.
Right. And and calling him out and just saying, basically, if they weren't doing a PSA for fear of the press coverage, the media coverage, because of the false positive, then that very well could be that could lead to former President Biden's death.
Mm-hmm.
So there are calls on, you know, there are stories on that are now emerging.
Yes. And to your point, this is from the official GOP Oversight Committee on X. Rep. James Comer, who I don't think could find breasts at a strip club, reveals President Biden's physician was involved in Biden's business dealings that resulted in $200,000 landing in Joe Biden's bank account. Did his involvement impact his medical assessments of the president? We are calling on him to testify and provide documents. And here's a document I have right in front of me, dated July 7th of 2024. So that would be about 10 days after that disastrous debate performance that ended Joe Biden's political career. And it comes from Dr. Kevin O'Connor, physician to the president, the White House, Pennsylvania Avenue. Dear Dr. O'Connor, after a concerning debate performance by President Biden against former President Donald Trump on June 27th, journalists have rushed to report on what Americans have seen plainly for years. The president appears unwell. Americans question President Biden's ability to lead the country, and the Committee on Oversight and Accountability is investigating circumstances surrounding your assessment in February of this year that, quote, President Biden is a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old male who remains fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. Recently, it was reported that you have, quote, never recommended that President Biden take a cognitive test. The Oversight Committee is concerned your medical assessments have been influenced by your private business endeavors with the Biden family. So, is he compromised? Did Dr. Kevin O'Connor just put out the, yep, he passed the test. Everything looks good. 81 years old. He's sharp as a tack. Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
And this guy might have dementia and definitely has prostate cancer. I don't know.
But I don't think that there are reports that Dr. O'Connor, they called him Doc, he was never allowed to brief. Remember Ronnie Jackson?
Yes.
Who was Trump's, and he was allowed to do those interviews.
Mm-hmm.
Doc was not allowed to do those briefings. Dr. O'Connor,
uh-huh.
Biden's doctor.
Yep.
He would. So what was that doctor, the other Dr. Jill, was who disallowed him,
yep,
from doing those briefings? I think there are a lot of questions to this. But again, as we said yesterday, if we look at the overall half glass full, get your test, get the PSA. I would say to people, get the PSA test. If you get the false positive, do more testing. I mean, this literally, you know, could cost him his life.
Yeah.
If all this is true, if we want to believe that they really did not do that simple blood test because they were worried about the look in the media,
mm-hmm,
That's a real sin. I mean, that's, jeez.
Yeah. By the way, the life expectancy for this is like 5 to 7 years anyway.
Yeah.
Once diagnosed. So like,
but this is
he
more
might
aggressive.
Die of old age first.
But this is more aggressive, Greg. I don't know if it's 5 to 7 because it's metastasized. It's in his bone.
Into the bone.
You know?
Yep. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a wrap on our number one as the Jake Tapper Joe Biden book comes out today. Wall Street Journal just blistered fake Strapper. We'll give you some of the quotes to wrap up the hour next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The media cover up, the Democrat cover up, the Biden family cover up of Joe Biden's health. And it all stems from last week when we heard about the small nodule. Then we find out that the Robert Herr tapes were released on Friday. You could hear him. You could watch him and just see how bad he was mentally. Then, of course, Sunday comes and the statement is released from the Biden family and administration of the past that he has prostate cancer. And now all the possibilities are being discussed, all the theories, who knew what, when, where, why was it buried? How did they do it? How did they pull it off? It's actually pretty amazing, right? Especially from the cancer thing, because, you know, we can't see you dealing with cancer unless you're on your deathbed. So just looking at Joe, we could see cognitively that, you know, it's likely some sort of form of dementia, but nobody would imagine that he's, you know, walking around for possibly 5 or 7 years with prostate cancer. And of course, a lot of this stemming from the book that comes out today, Alex Thompson of Axios and Jake Tapper of CNN. We like to call him Fake Strapper from Fake News CNN on this show. His book comes out today. Very big day today, by the way. You get the primary here in Philadelphia for Larry Krasner. Philly guy Jake Tapper's book comes out. I will not read it. I'll just wait for people to screenshot excerpts, and then I'll look at it that way. But the Wall Street Journal wrote a blistering op-ed calling out Jake Tapper on Sunday, and they say this, and I'm reading this from Fox News, who has an excerpt of the story. The Wall Street Journal reported in a detailed piece on June 4th, 2024, that those who observed Mr. Biden in person were concerned about his decline. Mr. Tapper quoted a White House dismissal of the story, including a sneer that the Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs, as if that rebutted the story. He then interviewed a Democrat who dismissed it. The paper's editorial board wrote, recalling a segment from Tapper's CNN show, The Lead, a more curious journalist would have explored if it were true, and maybe even done some of his own reporting. Only now does he tacitly admit that the Journal was right. The Wall Street Journal editorial board called out Tapper on Sunday for previously dismissing the Journal's paper in June of 2024 about Joe Biden showing, quote, signs of slipping, and all of this criticism coming as Tapper's new book on Biden's decline while in office is set to be released today. The Wall Street Journal reported at the time that the president was showing signs of slipping as its reporters spoke to 45 different lawmakers and administration officials about Biden's mental faculties. So this was not, and remember, we're all watching this. We're all seeing it, the clips falling up steps, falling down steps, falling off of his bike, tripping over sandbags. I mean, a guy that was clearly incapable of doing just basic routine elements of your life, getting from point A to point B without making a fool of yourself, with all due respect, because we're all going to get to that point one day. We're all going to be at that point where going up steps is not an easy task. We're going to trip. You know, you see those commercials, life alert, right? You get one for your grandmother so that when she's in their house by herself, she can get 911 and be helped because, you know, God forbid she falls, breaks a hip. Nobody's there to help her. I don't make light of it. But when you're the president of the United States and the American people can see that your leader is a shell of himself, and then the way they treat us, right? The same thing with COVID. We were curious about the shot. We were skeptical about the side effects. No, 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 just roll up your sleeve and take the shot. That's the main theme for me today, Dawn, is the way these medical people and the media basically smear you and try to shame you. When all you're, and we're not doing anything here from the standpoint of, rocket science. We're just using what God gave us, our eyes, our ears, and our brain, and we're like, something's not right here. And then they speak down to you from their little nice little perch and make you feel like you're the idiot. Or they deplatform you. That's what we lived the last 5 years with these doctors.
Yeah, and and just think about all of this, that if only, with the media asking questions in any of these cases, if they had taken, like our questions a little more seriously, would it have saved more lives? Would it have helped more people? Would it have mitigated the mental health crisis we have in this country with regard to COVID? But I could say the same about Joe Biden. If the media had asked good questions about then President Biden's health, would that have saved his life as far as, right. I just think the media does, in fact, serve a purpose. I mean, that's why it's the First Amendment protected by the media. And it's a sin that our American media is going through this situation right now where they're not trusted, where too much of the so-called mainstream media is not to be trustworthy, right. doesn't deserve our trust. I mean, and that's why it's in the 6 a.m. hour, you talked, Nick, starting right at 6, you said Wendy McMahon, the CBS CEO and biggity, I'm not supposed to say biggity bigs. Somebody said that on the YouTube channel.
Right. Make those corrections, Long. I make those corrections.
The CEO, president, I'm making in-flight adjustments, people. I'm working on myself. But the CBS president stepping down.
Yeah, $20 billion lawsuit.
And so I think that's what we're seeing in real time is a lot of the so-called mainstream media, they're, especially when they're, not NPR and getting government funds, but rather they rely on we the people.
Yep. The Wall Street Journal, just to wrap up here, one last quote. The Biden senility cover-up is also a media reckoning. Whenever someone dared to point out that Mr. Biden wasn't up to the job, a Praetorian media guard assembled to deny it. We could quote chapter and verse from many media sources, but one example worth citing is none other than Mr. Tapper. Grabian, the TV clip service that Stocker uses for his cut sheet, compiled a montage of the CNN host casting doubt on those who cast doubt on Mr. Biden's mental fitness. That is the Wall Street Journal editor op-ed. All right. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, news to kick off hour number two, and then the Caitlin Clark WNBA social racial nonsense that is going on. It's just, you thought year one was bad last spring? They're only one game into the season, and already it's as if the WNBA wants to nuke their entire operation, all because they still think it's the summer of 2020. Kale and Company, back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.